Oh, Father.
当我们来到你的面前，真是满心的，充满了感谢跟喜乐。
When we come before you, we just fully hearted with our praises and joy.
我们谢谢你。
We want to thank you. It's your precious word.
你不断地教导我们。
You continue to teach us.
让我们借助圣灵能够认识你的话语。 能够体验你的话语，
so that we know your word and express your word through your through the Holy Spirit.
我们请求你今天继续的教导我们。
We ask you to continue to teach us today.
让孩子在你面前谦卑下来。
So that we can have a humble heart.
不是我能够说什么，能够讲什么。
Not because I was able to.
都是靠了圣灵的带领，主的教导。
But with the teaching and also from you and from Holy Spirit.
打开我们的心。
Open our heart.
让我们一起的思想。
So that we can meditate together.
我们信靠的是什么？
What do we rely on?
我们是不是真正的信靠你？
Are we really put our faith in you?
教导我们如何的信靠你？
Teach us how to trust in you.
来帮助我们。
To help us.
祈求感谢是奉主的名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们看第一个照片。
Let's see the picture.
这个照片是去年 The National Geographic 登出来的。
It's taken from the National Geographic magazine last year.
你们知道这个是什么地方吗？
Do you know where it is?
喜马拉雅山最高的峰，这个最高的峰叫什么名字？
This is the highest mountain in the world.
它的英文名字叫 Mount Everest.
It's called Mount Everest.
Everest 是纪念一个英国的测量师。
Everest was a member of an English
surveyor.
Okay.
其实它是在尼泊尔跟中国的交界。 这个山，喜马拉雅山。
Yeah, this mountain is between the border of China and Nepal.
它的西藏的名字叫做，我要来试试看啊。它的西藏的名字是叫做斯勒峰，埃佛斯，不是珠穆朗玛峰。
Okay.
珠穆朗玛峰，
so that's the name in Tibetan.
用不到翻译，是西藏话，我们也不知道。我以前看了半天，一直不知道怎么念法。珠穆朗玛峰，这个意思是大地之母。
It means the mother of the land.
我为什么把这个放在这里？我下面还有三张。
Why I put this picture in here? I have three more.
跟爬山有关系的。
Because it's related to the climbing of the mountain.
这些人他们已经到了峰顶上的。
These people are just on top of the mountain.
每一年差不多春天的时候，从三月开始，这些爬山的人就先要去买个 license，花多少钱才准你爬。
So every year in March, about this season, they actually have to purchase a permit to be able to climb.
然后他们去爬， then, 据说一般的人要2个月的时间从山底爬到山顶。
It took them about 2 months, according to the source.
快的人可能两三个礼拜。
Maybe some people who's able to do it in within 2 or 3 weeks.
我们来看一下他爬山是怎么爬的。Let's
see how they climb the mountain.
你看这里有一个人在这里爬。That's
how this man.
他这个人悬吊在半空中。He
was hanging in the middle of this mountain.
上不着天，下不着地。
Nothing to the heaven, and nothing to the ground.
他靠什么？ 来保护他的生命。
What he used so that he can keep his life?
他靠下面这个图片。
And he's using the picture below.
一个小铜环。
Oh, it was just a little knob.
他靠这个维持他的生命。
And with this knob, he keep his life.
我们刚刚说过了，可能有的人要爬两个月。
We just said some people need 2 months.
你爬两个月，你总不能每一天每一秒都在爬不休息。
If you are doing it in 2 months, you cannot just do it every second because you need the rest.
你也不能说爬到天黑了，我下山了，回家明天再来爬。
You cannot just say, okay, I'm tired, so I go home.
那他怎么办？
Then what he do?
你们看下面这个图片。
So that's the picture in the next one.
看起来很舒服啊。
It looks like he's quite relaxing.
你在想。
Think about
我就在也在想
I'm thinking that too.
这些人他把他的生命把那两个月的生命交托在这个铜环的上面
You can see that these people in the period of 2 months he just put their, his life with this little knob
不但他们靠他他每一天每一秒每一个礼拜每一个月都要靠他
So he's depending on this every day every month every single second
他爬的时候他要依靠这个铜环
And he's using this while he was climbing
他睡觉的时候他也依靠这个铜环
He will also use it while he's taking a sleep
所以他这实在是一个完完全全的依靠着这个铜环维持他的生命。
So this is very critical for him.
所以我在想。
So I keep thinking about it.
这对我们来说，我们依靠的是什么
？What do we rely on every moment of life?
我相信你们都有答案。
I believe you have the answer.
我们依靠基督。
It is Jesus Christ we rely on.
所以这是我今天的题目。
That's the title of today's sermon.
我们怎么依靠基督
？How do we rely on Him?
我们可以思想一下。
Let's think about it.
我们来做礼拜。
We come to worship.
我说我去，我依靠基督。
Then we say, we trust in Jesus.
等一下我回去了。
And after that, I go home.
我们开车回家。
So we drive at home.
我们依不依靠基督
？Do we rely on Him?
回家了，今天休息了，要吃饭了。我吃饭的时候，我依靠不依靠基督
？When we got home, we eat. Do we trust Him?
我看就继续不断的思想。
So we can keep thinking about this.
那么首先，我们来看。
That's first.
刚刚我们的金句背诵是诗篇第九篇第十节的前半节。
So we have read Psalm 9:10, the first part of this.
我们就看耶和华，认识你名的人要依靠你。
And those who knows your name put their trust in you, O Lord.
很简单。
It's very simple.
这个字很简单。什么意思
？What does it mean?
为什么认识他的名的人要依靠他。
Why those who know his name will put their trust in him?
什么叫认识
？What does that mean for knowing?
我们都要来思想。
We'll think about this.
John Piper 他说：“假如我们认识了神的名，应该在我们每一个人的身上产生三种。”情况
John Piper once said, "If you really know his name in your life, you will see three different points in your life."
下面这个 slide 有没有？呀，有这三种状况。第一个状况，增加我们内心对神的敬畏。
The first point, it will deepen your sense of reverence for God.
第二个。增加我们对神的信心。
The second point, increase your confidence in God.
然后鼓励我们在苦难中 我们可以安息在神的保护。
And thirdly, we'll encourage you to rest in the refuge of God's protecting power in times of distress.
所以我们要了解一件事情。
So we need to know one thing.
就是说我们是不是认识神的名。
Do we really know his name?
什么叫认识？
What does it mean for knowing?
假如说我今天遇到一个人。
Let's take a situation. I met somebody today.
我跟他聊天。
I talked with him.
谈得很合得来。
And we have a good chatting.
我们对事情的看法都很相近。
And we have similar views over the world.
然后我回家跟我太太说，哎，我今天碰到这个人，我们谈得很好。
Then I share with my wife. We had a good talking with my friends today.
那么我太太就问我，这个人那么好，你真的信他吗？
And my wife may ask, if this guy is so good, do you really believe in him?
我说，信不信还要多认识认识。
I would probably say, whether I believe him, I will know him more.
对不对？
Is that so?
我们要多认识认识是什么意思
？So we to know him more, what does that mean?
我们要多跟这个人来往。
So we need in contact, we need to contact him more.
我们跟他发生个关系。
We need to have a relation with him.
认识的越深，关系越密切。
The deeper we know him, the closer relation with him.
我们就会。更信任他。
Then we put out more confidence in him.
所以，为什么我们的信心有的时候会软弱
？So sometimes why we ask why our faith is weak?
耶稣在四福音里面有时形容说：“你们这些小信的人。”
In the Gnostic Gospel, Jesus often say people of little faith.
对 ，little faith.有的时候耶稣说你们不信。
Sometimes, Jesus mentioned, you non-believers.
这个小信跟不信其实意思都一样。
Man with little faith or no faith is actually the same meaning.
我们就是有的时候我们会不信。
Sometimes,
你相信吗
we just don't believe. Would you believe?
你说、啊、我基督徒怎么不信
？You may ask,、I'm a Christian. Why do I don't believe?
不过有的时候我们会不信。
But sometimes we do not trust.、
那么我们今天就思想一点。
Let's meditate one point.
如果我们没有跟神有密切的关系，我们对他的信心。就不能够坚持。
If we don't have a close relationship with God, and we may not have 100% faith in Him.
以后假如有机会，我们再分享，这是一个另外一个题目啊。
This could be a topic we may share later.
什么使我们的信心动摇
？When do our faith actually tremble?
我们今天就思想跟神要有密切的关系。
Today we'll ponder over the close relationship with God.
跟神有密切的关系，我们要投资。
Having a close relationship means we need investment.
我们投什么资
？What kind of investment will be in?
花时间。
We need to spend time.
我们要读经。
We need to read the Bible.
我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
我们要在神面前寻求他的旨意。
We need to seek God's will in front of him.
这是我们的可以说是门徒的训练。
This can be considered the discipleship training.
圣经上面说我们要常常的品尝神的美，神的善。
The Bible tells we need often to taste the flavor of God. and His goodness.
我们要珍惜神的话。
We need to treasure His word.
所以有以前有一个传道人，他跟我说，他说你每一天要向你自己传福音。
So once an evangelist told me that we need to preach the good gospel to ourselves every day.
我每一天我在想，向自己传福音，就是要每一天自己崇拜。
That is to say, we need to have our own worship every day.
每一天思想神的伟大。
Every day we think about His greatness.
每一天思想我的罪有多深。
Every day we meditate, we think about our sin, how deep that was.
每一天让我体验到神对我的爱是多么的宝贵。
Every day we think about how precious of God's love toward us.
当我们真的做到这个的时候，
If we do that every really,
我可以跟你们分享一件事。
I can share with you one thing.
我以前很不喜欢读经。
Some time ago,I did not like reading Bibles.
可是你当你知道你开始这样做的时候，
But when you realize you start doing this,
你就会越来越觉得在主里面的时间有多么的甜蜜。
And then you realize how precious, how precious and so sweet the hour you are with the Lord.
也这样子，就让你每一天几乎期待你预定的要读经的时间。
And this way, you will remind you a time that you want to read the Bible.
箴言八章三十四节说得很好。
This is a quote from Proverbs 8:34.
听从我，日日在我门口仰望，在我门框旁边等候的，那人便为有福。
It says, Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors.
所以说与神有密切关系的人有福了。
So blessed is those who are with a close relation with God.
尝过主恩滋味的人有福了。
Blessed are those who have tasted the flavor of God.
因为他们都是投靠主的人。
Because those are the people who put their trust in God.
认识神的名是什么意思？
What does it mean for knowing God's name?
我们现在知道怎么样去认识。
We should know how we ought to know the God's name.
为什么他要说认识神的名？
Why it says knowing His name?
我们知道犹太人跟我们中国人有个相同的风俗和文化。
We know that Jewish people has a similar background or culture with the Chinese people.
犹太人的名字通常都有特别的原因。
The Jewish name usually have special meanings.
我们今天上主日学谈到亚伯拉罕。
Today we talk about Abraham in our Sunday school.
亚伯拉罕以前的名字叫做亚伯兰。
Abraham used to be called Abram.
它是翻成 A-B-R-A-M。
Abram, that's his name.
两个字。
It's two.
A B 一个字。
A B.
R A M 一个字。
Abram.
A B 是什么
？What does it mean for A B?
阿爸。
阿爸。
阿爸是什么
？The father.
Father, 父亲。
Abba the father.
Ram 是什么 ？R A M, esteemed, 尊敬的。
Ram means esteem.
所以亚伯兰。是名字的意思是尊敬的父亲。
So the meaning of Abram means the estimate father.
可是神把他变成亚伯拉罕。
But God called him Abraham.
为什么
？Why?
亚伯拉罕是什么意思
？What does mean the meaning of Abraham?
万族之父。
He's the father of all nations.
所以你看这个名字有。 有原因的。
So、
你看到一个名字，你可以就想到这个人的身份、作为、为人品格。
So from his name, we can see that this guy's character, his status.
我们说我们要认识基督。
We say we want to know Christ.
基督是什么意思？
What does it mean for Christ?
那么基督的原文叫做受膏者。
The original meaning of Christ means anointed.
我们知道以色列这个地方是很干燥的。
We know that the place in Israel is very dry.
所以自从 古代以色列的王继位的时候，要把油浇在他们的头上。
So people used to put the oil over their heads.
意思是滋润他们的头发。
So it can be have moisture over their head.
象征着预表要带领人的。
It symbolizes the
代表拯救是。
Oh, it's.
我刚才讲是怎么讲带领人的。
带领。The lead to leading the people.
有 leading me. 或者是说把人拯救出来的。
Or deliver people.
后来我们知道，就变成了救世主的意思。
And later it was called the Messiah.
我们再看马太福音一章二十一节，谈到
Let's read the Matthew chapter 1 verse
21. 耶稣的名字是什么意思
？What does it mean of Jesus?
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
That's from Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin.
所以基督是救赎主。
So Christ is the Savior.
基督要把自己的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
And Jesus, Christ, will deliver his people from their sin.
所以你从他的名字可以思想到他的作为。
So from his name, we can think about his deed.
我们可以深深的体验救世主是什么意思。
Then we can deeply experience the meaning of Christ.
跟我有什么关系
？And the relation with me.
把人从罪恶里面拯救出来。
To save the people from his sin.
跟我有什么关系
？And what does mean with me？
跟我每一天的生活有什么关系
？What does mean with my daily life？
我们要仔细的思想，仔细的品尝。
So we need to think sorrowfully and taste sorrowfully.
他可以拯救我们的灵魂。
He can save our soul.
可以改变我们的生命。
He can change our life.
可以给我们一个全新的生命。
And he give us a fully new life.
有没有永远不死的生命
？And a life will never die.
你越这么想
，the more you think about it，
你会不会越来想这个人值得我们信靠
？And the more you think， is this man worthy of our trust？
我们信靠他
，we trust him，
能够得到这么多
，and we have so many gains。
所以我们要不要依靠基督
？So do we really need Jesus？
基督值不值得我们依靠
？And is Christ worthy of our？Reliance.
假如你还在怀疑
，If you are still in doubt，
假如有时候你也会怀疑，偶尔会怀疑
，And if you doubt occasionally，
不必怀疑
，Then stop doubting anymore.
很明显的
，Obviously，
只要我们经常思想
，If we think this from time to time，
耶稣在我们身上的所做的事
，And what Jesus did in our life，
我。今年七十九岁。
I'm 79 years old. Are you?
That's right. 我信基督的时候是一九六九年。
In 1969, I believed in Christ.
一九六九年我是二十九岁。
I was only 29 in the 1969.
对不对 ，Alice?
That's true.
我把年纪忘，生日都忘了。哇、wow, ，从 29岁到79岁。
From 29 to 79.
不必讲我29年从出生到29。
I don't have to say the year since my birth to 29 years old.
不过我今天深深地相信，自从我出生那一天开始。
But I believe since the day I was born.
一直到今天到现在为止。
Till today.
到我回家明天后天明年后年。 神的手一直在牵拉着我。
Till the days that when I get home and in the future, His hand will hold me fast.
这是我每天向自己传福音的时候所想的。
This is what I'm thinking when I preach the gospel to myself.
我怎么会跑到明尼苏达来的？
How I could come in Minnesota?
我怎么在这里一住就住了这么久？
How come I can live in this state? In this place for so many years.
神的计划不是我们可以想象得到的。
God's plan is too hard for us to comprehend.
可是我们可以体验得到。
But we can experience it.
你越体验，你就会越信靠。
The more you experience Him, you'll be more, you put more trust in Him.
所以说。 耶和华认识你的人要依靠你。
So that's why that we say my God will trust you. Know your name will trust you.
那么我们试想一下，依靠基督有什么好处？
Let's think about the goodness, the benefits for we putting our trust in Him.
在这个马太福音记载五饼二鱼的故事，我们都熟悉。
There was five loaves and two fish recorded in the book of Matthew.
有人说这一个奇迹象征着耶稣为他的追随者供应生活上的需求。
Some say this symbolizes Jesus provides to his believers.
我们知道这个记载以后，接下来在34节，有很多人继续要求耶稣跟他说：“主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。”
So we know that at verse 34, those people come to Jesus, ask him to give the bread from him.
因为他们知道跟耶稣那里有饼吃，有鱼吃，他们可以不饿。
Because they knew that if they follow Jesus, they will have bread and also fish so that they will not be hungry.
他们问的是34节。
So what they ask is verse 34.
35节是耶稣的回答。
Verse 35 is what Jesus answered.
耶稣回答说什么？
This is what Jesus answered.
这也是我们今天的另外一个经节我们要念的。耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
That's verse 35 we read today. Jesus declared, "I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me will never get hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty."
这句经节是什么意思？
What does this mean?
耶稣向我们宣告，
Jesus proclaimed to us，
他可以使所有的人有永远的生命。
He can make everybody a eternal life，
永远不渴，
a life that will never be thirsty，
必定不饿，
and will never be hungry。
他不仅仅是为5000人吃一顿饭。
Not only, not just only for those 5,000 to feed them one meal.
所以，他是生命的粮。
So he's the bread of life.
那每一个人都得到完完全全的满足。
Everybody will be greatly satisfied.
这里面，他也告诉我们。 怎么样能够得到这个生命的粮。
It also tells how we can get the bread of life.
有两种办法。
There's two ways.
哪两种办法？
What are the two ways?
就在这个经节上面。
It's also within this verse.
有没有？信我的。
Those who believe.
到我这里来的。
And come to me.
我们今天不要谈信我的。
So we're not talking.
我们都知道信。Right?
We all know what it means believing.
假如你还不知道的话，
If you still don't know,
完了以后赶快跟牧师那里报名。
You can register with pastor.
到我这里来是什么意思？
What does it mean come to me?
值得我们思想。
That need our thinking.
是不真。
Spurgeon.
他说到我这里来这句话我们要费多多的揣摩。
Spurgeon once said the coming to him, we need to think this very seriously.
多多的回味。
We need to think more.
到耶稣这里来是从心里发出的一个意志。
Come to him is say a willingness from your heart.
有更深的意义。
It has a deeper meaning.
更主动的。
And it's more initiative.
更积极的。
And more proactive.
有时候信只是消极。
Sometimes believing is how do I say?
More passive,
yes.
他这个现在更积极的。
Now it's proactive.
也可能到这里来才是真正的信。
Maybe it's you come to him proactively, that really means your faith.
那么到耶稣这里来，我们到一个人那里去干什么？
If we come to somebody, what do we do with him?
通常是有个目的。
There's a purpose.
通常可能你有求于他。
And maybe you have something to ask him.
那么我们到基督这里来也是我们有求于他。
We come to Jesus because we have the same reason.
我们是要来我们要依靠他。
We want to get his hope and we are relying on him.
当我们去的时候我们不仅仅说只想喝跟吃。
We come to him not only to ask for food and ask for water.
耶稣邀请我们，也不是说你就到我这来吃跟喝。
And Jesus invites us, same reason, not only ask us to drink and eat.
他要我们信靠他。
He wants us to put our trust in him.
所以我就想，到耶稣这里来。
So I think, come to Jesus.
在我脑子里面有这么一个景象。
And it has a vision in my hand.
就好像小鸡到母鸡的翅膀下。
It looks like the chickens go to the wing under the hen.
你们记不记得耶稣说，耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷，我多么希望像一只母鸡把你们都归在我的翅膀之下。
Do you remember Jesus' prayer for Jerusalem?How I wish Jerusalem is like a chicken under the hen.
到基督这里来，就好像一个 baby 回到妈妈的怀抱。
Come to Jesus is just like a baby, return to his mother.
就是那个浪子回到爸爸的家。
It's like the prodigal son going back to his home, to his father.
完完全全的依靠
，to rely on him completely，
也是完完全全的安息。
It's a completely rest。
谈到安息，我昨天的灵修很有意思。
Now talk about rest. I think about yesterday's prayer time.
那个作者说，耶稣升天了。他先说耶稣在十字架上说成了 It is finished.
The author says Jesus on the cross, he was saying it's being finished.
所以他回到天国，天父那里。
So he returned to the heavenly Father.
他坐在天父的右边。
He's sitting at the right hand of the Father.
他说坐在右边是什么意思？
What does it mean in sitting at the right hand of the Father?
他完工了。
So he has finished his work.
他休息了。
And he's resting with God, with Father.
那么呢，作者就问说，你，这是我们看他这个文章的人。
So they ask us,
这句话对你是什么意思？
What does it mean for you?
耶稣坐在那边对我是什么意思？
Jesus sitting at the right hand of God, what does it mean to you?
我的回想是他安息了。
My response is,
我也安息了。
God, Jesus is rest, and so do I.
我安息在什么里面？
Where do I rest?
我安息在基督，是我灵魂的anchor of my soul.
I rest because Jesus was the anchor of my soul.
希伯来书说，基督是 anchor of the soul， 是灵魂的舵。
In Hebrews, it describes Jesus is the anchor of the soul.
所以，一个好处。我们得到了安息。
So one of the benefits is we get rest from God.
那么，刚刚我们说这句话，我是生命的粮这句经节。
So we just talk about the bread of life we have read about.
有很多的改革中的神学家认为这句经节应该跟我们的主餐连在一起。
A lot of the Reformation theologians think this sentence should be related to our Holy Communion.
当我们来到主餐前的时候，
If we come to the Lord's table,
我们是来完完全全的依靠他。
We come to trust him completely.
我们是谢谢他，纪念他为我们所做的。
Yes, we thank him for what he did for us.
同样的，他在主桌前也告诉我们：“你们永远不可必定不饿。”
And in same way, he's telling us we'll be never be hungry and thirsty.
所以我就在想，我是不是真真正正的安息了
？So often I ask myself, do I have a complete rest in God?
所以。我昨天在看这个时候，稍微把我的就改了一下。
So I changed the a little when I was doing my since prayer time.、
Yeah. 很简单的。
It's very simple.
耶稣说：“我说我安息了。”耶稣也说：“我把我的喜乐跟平安留给你。”我怎么没有？有的时候。
Jesus, I'm having rest.And I give you the peace and joy. Why do I sometimes taste it?
我也在想。
And I also think.
每一天支配我的生命是什么？在支配。
What is the reason that sustained my life?
今天要到这里，下个里中途要到那边。等一下要做这个，等一下要跟这个人讲话。我整。是谁在支配我生活中的每一步？
What makes me to decide what to do in everyday's life?
是我在支配。
Am I the one who decides?
是钱在支配我。
Or is the money that controls?
还是我的名誉在支配我。
Or the fame that controls?
还是我的太太在支配我。
And,
还是我的孙子在支配我。
And whether my family members are controlled?
我在一天之中有几次想到基督。
How many times I'm thinking about Christ in my inner day?
最近在一些所谓的属灵的教材里面有一个流行词。
There's a popular word in today's spiritual...
Yeah, popular word, buzzword, whatever.、Mm-hmm. 这个名字叫什么？ 叫做基督失忆症。
It's called the Christian amnesia.
Yeah. 有人说应该叫基督徒失忆症，有人说是基督失忆症。
It can be think about Christ's amnesia or Christian amnesia.
不同的意思是说，基督徒失忆症是基督徒失去了记忆。
The difference is that Christian amnesia means the Christians have lost their memory.
基督失忆症表示基督徒失去了对基督的记忆。
And Christ's amnesia means the Christians forget their trust in the Lord.
换句话说，我们把基督放在一边了。
We put Christ aside.
我们说我信靠他。
We say we believe in him.
当我们策划我们旅行的时候。
But when we plan to do our trips.
当我策划我的投资的时候。
When we plan our investment.
当我做预算的时候。
When I was planning my budget.
我有没有想到基督？
Do I think about Christ?
所以我们问题很多。
So we have a lot of problems.
可是我就记得一句话。
But I know one sentence.
John Piper 说。
That's what John Piper says.
他说，当我应付我的不信的时候，我要依靠神的应许。
When I'm dealing with my unbelief, I will rely on his promise.
当我觉得我不够依靠基督的时候，
When I feel I'm less confident in him,
假如我有怀疑的时候，
If I'm in doubt,
神给我一个应许。
God has promised me.
腓立比书四章十九节。
That's what's recorded in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19.
所以我让我们就知道，神在基督里为我们准备了所有的一切。
God has provided everything in him.
可以使我们完完全全的满足。
So that we can be satisfied in him completely.
这是我们依靠基督最好的好处。
This is the best from what we rely in, trust, put our trust in him.
我结束的时候，我用介绍大家这首诗，你们都很熟悉。
So I conclude with a song that you are all familiar.
我心灵得安宁。
It is well with my soul.
Horatio Spafford 是这个作者。
Horatio
Spafford.
Stafford is the author of this
hymn. 他是在芝加哥的一个律师。
He was a lawyer of Chicago.
我们知道1871年有一个芝加哥的大火。
We know that in 1871 there was a big fire in Chicago.
他是个很成功的律师。
He was a successful lawyer.
也是很虔诚的基督徒。
He was also a very devoted Christian.
大火把他财产都烧掉了。
And the fire got his all property burned up.
不但烧掉了，他的儿子也死了。
And his son was also dead.
后来他又有一个儿子。
Then he got another son.
儿子后来又得了猩红热，又死了。
And that son also died.
结果他有一个好朋友。
And then he has a good friend.
Moody.
Moody.
Moody, 听过。Moody 要到英国去传福音，传布道会。
Moody is having an evangelical meeting in London.
穆迪约邀请他去。
So Moody invited him to go with him.
他不能去。
But he could not go.
他的太太去了。
And his wife went to
him. 带了他四个女儿去了。
And with her, his four daughters.
当他到，那个船还没有到英国的时候。
Before the ship arriving in London.
Shipwreck, 出毛病了。
And the ship had a problem.
他女儿都死了。
And all his four daughters were sick.
只有他太太还活着。
Only the wife survived.
后来他去英国接他太太回来。
So he came to London to pick up his wife.
他跟他太太离开英国，到了那个 他女儿死的地方。
So they went to the place that his daughter was drawn.
写了这首诗。
And it's there he wrote this hymn.
你看这个歌词。平安有时如平静河环绕我。
One piece like.
悲伤有时如大风浪。不论何环境，我已被主引领，我心灵得安宁。
That's the word from this hymn.
我们请建华姐妹带我们唱这首诗。
Let's try. Let's sing this song.
谢谢平年，我们请大家起立唱回应诗歌。谢谢平年做这么好的详细的解释啊，这首诗歌这么美，我都有点震惊了，我唱不好。感谢主，感谢主，这是平年自己选的这首诗歌回应诗歌。我们想这首诗歌的内容的确是很回应我们今天的我们的这个主题，我们大家来唱的时候思想这些歌词，这么美的歌词。
Thank Ping Nian sharing this, so we'll sing this song.
Whoa!
的请坐。我们现在哦不 ，sorry， 请牧师为我们祝福。
Let's receive the benediction.
Now, may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing the doxology.
赞美真神万福之根，世上万民赞美主恩，天使天君赞美主名，赞美圣父圣子圣灵，阿
Please be seated.
我们现在是迎新的时间。如果您是第一次参加我们的聚会，我们。